In the world of financial trading, where 90% of participants consistently lose money, Tom Hougaard stands as a remarkable exception. His book, Best Loser Wins, has become required reading among serious traders, with Warren Buffett reportedly keeping a copy on his nightstand. What makes this book particularly compelling is its counterintuitive premise. Successful trading isn't about sophisticated charts or technical indicators. It's about mastering your psychological response to losing money. Hougaard's approach has garnered attention from Wall Street to Main Street, with his YouTube lecture, Normal Does Not Make Money, surpassing 1 million views. As someone who once made $325,000 in a single month while publicly sharing his trades, Hougaard offers a refreshingly honest perspective in an industry filled with charlatans selling false promises of easy wealth. His message is both simple and profound. To win at trading, you must first become exceptional at losing. My love affair with financial markets began in childhood, though I couldn't participate until years later. While studying economics at university, I discovered that theoretical models assuming rational market behavior contradicted the emotional reality I observed. The markets aren't efficient or rational, they're driven by humans who act irrationally under stress. Economic history proved more valuable than economic theory, revealing how markets operate on fear and perception rather than pure fundamentals. After graduation, I landed at J.P. Morgan Chase, channeling my enthusiasm into portfolio analysis while sneaking into the office on weekends to study Bloomberg terminals. My success came not from intelligence but from work ethic. I consistently worked 40 hours of overtime monthly, making sacrifices for what I wanted. This attitude reflected the Navy SEALs ethos: anything worth doing is worth overdoing. My first real trading experience came by sheer luck. In September 1992, as I prepared to leave for university in the UK, the British pound experienced Black Wednesday, being forced out of the European exchange rate mechanism after speculative attacks led by George Soros. I exchanged my Danish kroner for pounds right after the crash, getting 9 kroner per pound instead of the previous 12, giving me an extra 4,000. Enough to make my education debt-free. This early success, however, taught me nothing about true trading. Like most beginners, I confused luck with skill. Only years later, after working at brokerages and observing thousands of traders execute millions of trades, did I understand why 90% of traders fail. They're not beaten by the market, but by themselves. When losing, they hoped markets would return their losses. When winning, they feared markets would take profits away. They were fearful when they should have been hopeful, hopeful when they should have been fearful. Despite having the most advantageous trading conditions in history, superior technology, lower spreads, favorable margins, abundant analytical tools, and volatile markets, most retail traders continue to struggle with profitability. The modern trading environment offers unprecedented access to real-time data, sophisticated charting platforms, automated trading systems, and educational resources, yet success remains elusive for the majority. This presents a fascinating paradox: better tools haven't translated into better results. Industry data paints a stark picture of retail trading outcomes. Examining major EU brokers, where regulatory requirements mandate transparency in reporting client success rates, the statistics are sobering. IG Markets reports a 75% failure rate. Markets.com shows 89%. CMC Markets stands at 75%. Saxo Bank reports 74%. And FX Pro indicates 77%. Even more telling, no major regulated broker consistently reports failure rates below 70%. Many newcomers believe they'll be the exception, armed with their unique strategy or superior discipline. Yet, statistically, these assumptions rarely hold true. What makes this phenomenon particularly intriguing is the counterintuitive nature of trading performance metrics. Research across multiple brokers reveals that most trading accounts actually demonstrate a positive win rate. David Rodriguez's comprehensive analysis of 25,000 clients at a major FX broker, examining 43 million trades over a 15-month period, uncovered a surprising pattern. 62% of all trades were profitable, a remarkably good hit rate by any standard. However, the average winning trade captured only 43 pips, while losing trades averaged 78 pips in losses. This asymmetric risk-reward ratio effectively nullified the positive win rate, leading to overall account deterioration over time. The core issue lies not in technical knowledge or market understanding, but in our psychological response to market movements. The human brain, evolved for survival in physical environments, struggles with the abstract nature of financial markets. Our neural circuitry is programmed to protect us from pain and seek pleasure, a mechanism that often works against successful trading psychology. This explains why traders tend to hold losing positions far longer than they should. As long as a position remains open, hope persists that it will eventually turn profitable. The psychological impact of closing a losing trade, effectively crystallizing and acknowledging the loss, triggers the same neural pathways as physical pain, making it extraordinarily difficult for most traders to implement proper risk management strategies. This psychological barrier manifests in various destructive trading behaviors, averaging down on losing positions, cutting winning trades too early, and ignoring stop-loss levels. Even experienced traders who understand these principles intellectually often find themselves struggling to implement them consistently under real market conditions, highlighting the profound gap between knowledge and execution in trading psychology. Technical analysis seems deceptively simple to master. You can learn the basics over a weekend workshop or through online courses. However, chart expertise rarely translates directly into trading success. I've witnessed numerous colleagues and friends build extensive libraries of technical indicators, attend multiple seminars, and become walking encyclopedias of chart patterns, yet their profitability remains stagnant or even declined. The uncomfortable truth is that with charts, less is often more. While novice traders typically crowd their screens with an array of moving averages, oscillators, and momentum indicators, my own charts are completely bare. Not a single indicator clutters the view. I focus exclusively on pure price action to identify low-risk, high-probability setups. The cynical trader understands the inherent self-deception in technical analysis. Drawing enough trend lines after the fact will make any tool appear prophetic. It's easy to find patterns in randomness when you're looking backward. This confirmation bias leads many traders astray. But mastering trend lines alone won't generate consistent profits. What truly distinguishes successful traders is their thinking process, risk management, and emotional discipline during live market conditions. Consider the widespread devotion to Fibonacci sequences in trading. This mathematical series, while elegant, has achieved an almost mythical status among technical analysts. A detailed examination of the S&P 500's 11% rally during summer 2021 revealed three significant retracements, yet none aligned with the commonly cited Fibonacci ratios of 38.2%, 61.8%, or 78.6%. Instead, retracements of 43% and 74% appeared more frequently, suggesting random market movements rather than mathematical harmony. Nevertheless, traders continue believing in these magical levels, often forcing their analysis to fit predetermined Fibonacci ratios while ignoring contradictory evidence. The candlestick charting phenomenon of the 1990s provides another cautionary tale. During this period, I confronted a well-known candlestick pattern author about the seemingly redundant naming conventions in his methodology, suspecting commercial motivations rather than analytical rigor. When pressed about his favorite patterns and preferred trading timeframes, he reluctantly admitted he didn't actually trade. He only wrote about trading. This revelation aligned with subsequent academic research that analyzed decades of S&P 500 data, concluding that candlestick patterns offered little forecasting reliability, with returns not statistically different from zero. Even more telling, when controlling for general market conditions, many supposedly bullish patterns actually showed slightly negative expected returns. The chart expert fallacy persists because it offers the illusion of control in an inherently uncertain market environment. traders often mistake pattern recognition ability for predictive power, failing to understand that knowing every chart pattern in existence doesn't necessarily improve their odds of success in real-time trading decisions.
One of the most destructive trading behaviors stems from applying supermarket shopping psychology to financial markets. In supermarkets, discounted items trigger pleasure and rational consumer behavior as we seek to maximize value. This natural bargain hunting gives us a sense of well-being and accomplishment. It's deeply ingrained in our evolutionary psychology to conserve resources and find the best deals. When we spot items marked down 50% or find two-for-one specials, our brain releases dopamine, reinforcing this behavior. When market prices fall, our minds incorrectly associate this with value or becoming cheap. This cognitive bias is particularly dangerous because it feels so intuitively right. A stock that has dropped from $100 to $50 seems like it's on sale, just like discounted groceries. Acting on this impulse leads to losing, either immediately if the market continues falling, as trends tend to persist, or eventually by reinforcing bad habits even if the trade succeeds. Market momentum often continues longer than most expect, and falling prices frequently indicate deteriorating fundamentals rather than opportunity. Similarly, when supermarket prices increase, we rationally seek substitutes to avoid pain. My sister exemplifies this consumer mindset, saying she'll get up in the middle of the night for a 5 a.m. flight if it means saving $25. This rational consumer behavior serves us well in daily life and has been reinforced through countless positive experiences. When beef prices rise, we buy chicken. When name brands become too expensive, we switch to generic alternatives. But in financial markets, rising prices indicate demand, not overvaluation, a concept that runs counter to our shopping instincts. I struggled with this concept for years, using indicators like stochastics that labeled markets overbought or oversold, essentially expensive or cheap. The perverse truth is that it generally makes sense to buy something precisely because it's more expensive today than yesterday. Rising prices often indicate strong underlying fundamentals, increasing institutional interest, or positive momentum that can persist for extended periods. This supermarket mindset devastates trading accounts through multiple mechanisms. Retail traders obsessively try to find the bottom in downtrending markets, either from wanting to buy cheap or using ineffective technical tools that suggest oversold conditions. They average down on losing positions, convinced that lower prices automatically mean better value. Winning traders trust prevailing trends rather than fighting them, understanding that price movement reflects market reality rather than relative value. Losing traders repeatedly position against trends because it feels emotionally satisfying, like finding a bargain at the grocery store. Markets aren't supermarkets. There's no cheap or expensive, only the prevailing price and its direction. Success requires overcoming these deeply ingrained shopping instincts and accepting that market psychology operates by entirely different rules. In 2007, I met Dr. David Paul, whose simple yet profound insight changed my trading forever. When you're in a winning position, instead of thinking where to get out, why don't you think about where to get in more? This question, posed during a chance encounter at a London trading seminar, would fundamentally reshape my approach to market psychology and position management. This concept inverted the typical trader's mindset, who usually contemplates taking partial profits once in a winning trade. Dr. Paul, a mechanical engineering PhD who invented life-saving mining equipment before becoming a wealthy trader, taught me to turn conventional thinking upside down. His background in engineering brought a systematic approach to trading that challenged emotional decision-making, adding to winning positions rather than taking profits, a practice that goes against human nature but aligns with successful trading principles. The mathematics behind this strategy proved compelling. I use average true range, ATR, to establish volatility in different market conditions, calling this value N.
For example, the FTSE index might have an ATR of 10 points during active trading hours, with my stop loss set at 2XN, 20 points. By determining my risk tolerance, example 2% of a 10,000 account equals 200, I calculate my position size unit, 10 per point, and add to positions at every 1/2N increment while adjusting my stops. This systematic approach removes emotion from the equation and creates a mathematical framework for position sizing. Adding to winning positions has become habitual for me, drawing attention from both new and experienced traders following me online. The strategy particularly shines during strong trend movements, where traditional traders might exit too early, leaving substantial profits on the table. I've witnessed trades where initial positions of 10 per point grew to 50 per point through systematic additions, transforming modest winners into significant profits. This approach directly counteracts the brain's natural pain avoidance signals. When I'm finally making money after being underwater, I deliberately add more to the position, embracing the discomfort that most traders avoid. My stop losses move with the market to protect my core position, but I'm willing to sacrifice some paper profits to capture potentially massive moves. This method requires strict discipline and emotional control, especially during volatile market conditions where the urge to take quick profits can be overwhelming. The adding strategy has proven particularly effective in Forex and futures markets, where trends can persist for extended periods. By maintaining core positions and systematically adding during favorable movements, traders can capitalize on the market's natural tendency to trend while maintaining reasonable risk parameters through trailing stops.
The key to trading success lies in understanding that 90% of traders fail because they interpret pain signals from their reptile brain without modification. Success requires recoding these messages. Instead of running away when pain comes, the successful 10% hold fast and move toward danger. My approach can be summarized in four principles. 1. I assume I'm wrong until proven otherwise. 2. I expect discomfort. 3. I add to positions when right. 4. I never add when wrong. Unlike the failing 90% who enter trades assuming correctness, I assume I'll quickly exit losing trades. My confidence comes not from selecting perfect setups, but from trusting myself to eliminate underperforming trades. While all traders experience emotions from their pain centers, I've trained myself to expect and accept pain rather than be ruled by it. I flipped the switch from negative to positive mental imagery, focusing on what I want to achieve rather than what I fear. When losing, I accept it without pain because I expected it might happen. The best traders win because they lose well. Consider Kobe Bryant's approach to failure. During his rookie season with the Lakers in 1997, after making four crucial errors that cost his team the game, Bryant stayed shooting hoops alone until sunrise. This wasn't just punishment, it was confronting his fear of failure through repetition. As Andy Bull wrote, he missed more shots than any other player in history. Bryant was willing to encounter failure in every game he played. This mindset resonates with traders who mistakenly seek systems eliminating all losses. Despite winning on only 53 of 137 trades in May 2020, I still made 1,513 points, proving the fallacy that more winning trades equals better trading. Moving beyond common trading platitudes like run your profits and cut your losses, I created what I call the Book of Truths, a comprehensive analysis of my trading performance that revealed deep-seated patterns in my behavior and decision-making processes. This wasn't just another trading journal, it became a mirror reflecting my true trading self. By meticulously downloading my trades into a spreadsheet and categorizing them across multiple dimensions, time of day, market conditions, position size, entry/exit points, and emotional state, I uncovered surprising insights. During certain periods, I achieved remarkable 85% win rates, yet paradoxically, my average losing trade significantly exceeded my winning trade size. The data revealed clear temporal patterns. I traded with precision and discipline in mornings and early weekdays, but consistently gave away profits in afternoons and Fridays. In range-bound markets, my performance excelled, but I developed a destructive habit of fighting established trends, resulting in my most substantial losses. Creating visual representations of these patterns in PowerPoint became my most transformative exercise for improvement. These weren't just charts and graphs, they were daily reminders of my strengths and weaknesses, presented in a format impossible to ignore. Each morning, these visuals forced me to confront my tendencies before the market opened. This process led to immediate improvements in my trading results. I traded less frequently, but made significantly more money by trusting market dynamics and focusing intensely on process rather than outcome. Like Maximus and Gladiator ritualistically preparing for combat, I learned that I must leave my old self behind each trading day. Trading fundamentally goes against normal human instinct. Success requires embracing discomfort and uncertainty rather than seeking safety. My book of truths became the catalyst for this daily transformation, arousing the desire to break destructive patterns and establish new, profitable ones. When I discovered old trading diaries spanning a decade, they revealed a trader in emotional turmoil who wasn't truly transforming despite increasing technical competence. The pages documented a recurring cycle, making the same mistakes under stress, writing earnest promises of change that never materialized, and falling back into familiar destructive patterns. While my technical analysis skills grew increasingly sophisticated, my emotional maturity remained stagnant, leading me to dig deeper holes when trades moved against me instead of accepting small losses. This revelation became the foundation for focusing on psychological development alongside technical expertise. Through the Book of Truths, I developed specific rules for different market conditions, time periods, and position sizes. I established clear protocols for scaling in and out of positions, set strict loss limits based on time of day, and created a pre-trading checklist that forced me to assess my emotional state before entering any position. This systematic approach transformed my trading from a series of reactive decisions into a disciplined, process-driven practice. The ideal trading mindset is completely flexible, unconcerned with winning or losing, yet still acting in your best interest. It's fearless but not reckless. This mindset can be acquired through introspection and self-knowledge, allowing you to perceive market information without feeling threatened. Profitable trading requires trust in yourself and in the markets. You must believe you already possess the tools needed to succeed. While technical competence matters, I wrongly thought it was all I needed, neglecting emotional maturity. Through extensive market data analysis spanning 10 years, I developed a new belief. I can trust markets to provide 2 to 3 perfect trading opportunities daily among hundreds of price bars. This realization was transformative, but trust alone wasn't enough. I needed patience, too. To calm my mind for high-stakes trading, I practiced controlled breathing, inhaling for 7 seconds, exhaling for 11, until calmness arrives. Through breathwork, I've significantly increased my attention span. Though initially hesitant about these seemingly new-age practices, I discovered many Formula One drivers and elite athletes use similar techniques. My visualization places me in dangerous scenarios to elevate my pulse, then I practice calming myself. I visualize trading maximum position sizes, watching markets move against me, then maintaining emotional detachment. The goal is becoming an unemotional observer, acting without fear or hope. Dr. David Paul gave me a simple yet challenging exercise. Execute 20 consecutive trade signals regardless of outcome. The purpose isn't to make money, but to smoke out internal conflicts and unresolved emotions. Success means trading without fear, hesitation, or connecting present moments to past experiences, accepting outcomes dispassionately. My training involves accepting pain and expanding my tolerance while managing expectations. This requires tenacious effort through journaling, mental imagery, and asking for help. The results speak for themselves. I haven't had a losing day in nearly 7 months. My trading mindset forms a loop. Trust supports patience, patience feeds confidence, confidence dictates inner dialogue supports process orientation, and the process keeps me present. I'm entirely process-oriented, with no monetary goals or targets. I trust the market will provide opportunities and that I have the skills to capitalize on them. My patience flows from this trust. My confidence comes from continuously improving my game. My inner dialogue stems from all these elements. I never expect comfort when trading. Discomfort means I'm pushing boundaries. A trading life isn't defined by occasional actions, but by consistent behaviors. The best loser wins, because losing is inevitable. Managing those losses is what matters. Your path to becoming a profitable trader lies not in better understanding the markets, but in better understanding your mind. Your mind and how you operate it will dictate your success level. Most readers have likely already tried technical analysis books that never mention losing trades. They've realized the gap between where they are and where they want to be can only be bridged by a better mindset. I've described a process that works for me, based on my particular beliefs, shaped by my life circumstances, and my desire for financial stability. My way isn't the only way. It's simply my way. Whatever you decide is right for you is right for you. Trust it. Have a wonderful journey.